It's a sad story. I think what's powerful about the book, Grace Goes to Prison, is you get to see the many facets of how this system is dysfunctional, how the system is not working, and what could be working better. So I just want to cover a few of the topics that Marie deals with in her work with the prison system. I mean, she started out just with a weekly visit program. There's people who are getting ready to come out of prison. They don't know how to work in the outer world. She organizes some volunteers just to go in. And she was at that point just a head of a organization. She was active in an organization which just tried to supply volunteers for different purposes, not prisons, but just for different purposes. So she went into the prison, she got involved, and that was the first step. You want to mention a few of the other topics, issues of concern, perspectives on prison life that Marie encountered in the course of her work with prisons?
Yes. Basically, what happened was once she and this group of volunteers started going in on a weekly basis and just visiting with this one group of incarcerated men at one prison in Pennsylvania, one state prison, they started discovering that there were so many needs that these men had that were not being met by the system itself. So they started trying to create programs to address those needs. So, for example, early on, she found out that less than half of the inmates at that particular prison ever received a visit from their family members, from loved ones. And yet she had learned that those who were able to maintain contact with family members on the outside were much more likely to be successful when they were released from prison. But she found that for many of their families, they just did not have the money to travel the often very long distances that were required to get from where the family was based to where the prison where the inmate was being housed. And one particular story was just so touching. There was a man who, during their weekly visits, was rather withdrawn and quiet. And Marie pulled him aside one week when they were there and asked what was happening, what was going on for him. And he told her that he had gotten word that his wife and his little girl had been in a very bad car accident. His wife had died in this car accident, and he had, of course, never had a chance to say goodbye to his wife. He had not been able to go to her funeral. His little girl had been badly injured in the accident, then had been placed in foster care. And he had gotten word that his little girl thought that her father was dead as well because it had been such a long time since she had seen him. This man asked Marie whether she knew of any way that someone could get his little girl there to the prison to visit with him, so that at least his daughter would know that he was not dead. And this was early enough in Marie's work in the prisons that she naively thought, well, of course, there must be some way that the prison can get your daughter here to see you. So she went to talk with the prison administrators and was promptly told, we don't have anything to do with the families, Marie. We deal with the inmates. So she was a little shocked, but undeterred, she decided that she would take this project on to get this man's little girl there to visit him. And it took many phone calls. The little girl lived hours away in Pittsburgh, and this prison was in the middle of Pennsylvania, in State College, Pennsylvania. But she made arrangements for the little girl and the foster mother to take a Greyhound bus to State College so that the little girl could visit her father. And when Marie went into the prison the week after this man's visit with his little girl, she said she saw a changed man. She saw how deeply moved he had been by that opportunity to just spend a couple of hours with his daughter. And as he recounted to Marie every word and gesture and thing that his little girl had done during those few brief hours together, Marie thought, this is something we need to address for more than just this one man. So she and the volunteers started a fund to provide financial assistance to help the families be able to afford to come and visit their loved ones. And that was a program that they operated for many years. And that fund, they got donations from churches and individual donors in the community. And that fund enabled many, many families to come and visit their loved ones, some for the first time after years of their loved one being incarcerated. So that's just one example of one of the programs that Marie started in the prison.